Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen. Daily podcasts are available at dailydownload.com.
They got one in Honolulu, they got one in Moscow too. They got four of them in Sydney and a couple in Kathmandu. So whether you sing or pull a pint, you'll always have a job. As wherever you go around the world, you'll find an Irish pub.
That's probably true. Right? Irish pubs are here, there, and everywhere. St. Patrick's Week. Sunday is St. Patrick's Day. So enjoy it. Good health. Here's to you. Hold up a glass of what, Irish whiskey or some kind of Irish beer and Killian. Not feel guilty about it. Yeah. It's the time not to feel guilty about drinking
what
some beer.
What is the sandwich called? They use corned beef or roast beef sometimes. You can get it with turkey, but it's there's like sauerkraut or a slaw on it, and it's famous for all the places always have it for St. Patrick's Day. Now I can't remember what it's called.
Huh. I can't either.
Are you talking
I
about
don't
a
know
Reuben?
The reference. Is
Maybe
it a Reuben?
It's Reuben.
Yeah.
Like corned beef sandwich or something? I don't know.
Reuben,
I get it with turkey.
Like
it's actually really good.
Reuben's kind of a, sounds like more it's a Jewish thing. You get it in a deli, then maybe. Although, why am I thinking about this? Rooster Cogburn, John Wayne in two movies, True Grit, and then the movie Rooster Cogburn with Kate Hepburn, Katharine Hepburn. She outed him. His real name was Reuben Cogburn. How many people remember that? Raise your hands, please. From those movies, am I the only one?
No,
who remembers that? Could be. Okay, well, listen. All right, there's some good news from the stock markets. Closing higher again. Dow Jones up. NASDAQ up. S&P up. As a matter of fact, the records continue to be set for those of you who say, well, it doesn't mean anything to me because I'm just barely making it. That's the story. It's an interesting, there's an oxymoronic reality to this because that's the way most people you talk to, them, they just, I mean, look at the conversation we're having about food. And supermarket, the charges, I said this, James was talking to you, I think yesterday, about going to the supermarket, spend $100, and what do you have? I spent $300 on Sunday, and I don't know, but I got a bunch of fruit and some grape juice and, I don't know, a bunch of things that didn't seem to amount to much, some salad stuff, just $300. So there's good news. And then there's news that kind of affects how we all really look at things. And so there, that's how we look at things. This story really bothers me. A couple of things from Florida for us to consider here in the Good Day program this morning. The story of a fisherman whose hand was bitten off. Not just bitten, bitten off. By an alligator. This is on a golf course pond in Leesburg, Florida. This was a 9-foot, 3-inch alligator who lunged at this guy. He was fishing in the pond. That's stupid. You don't go to ponds in Leesburg, Florida. Alligators are everywhere. You got to be nuts.
Uh-huh. Especially any of the ponds that are on the golf courses. People, it's like they multitask. They'll golf, and then they're right by the pond, so they'll fish real quickly, and then they will go back to golfing. It's astounding. But this is like one of the characters from the Adam Sandler movie, Happy Madison. Where the guy, the character who's teaching Adam Sandler's character how to golf, he lost his hand to an alligator, and he used to be a pro golfer.
Yeah. Really? Well, there you go.
This is like life imitating art.
The callers, there were a couple of callers to 911, and they were trying to, you know, the man's moaning and groaning, obviously. I mean, can't imagine that there's got to be blood everywhere. The animal... the alligator bit off his hand. then the alligator left the guy and went to find the fish that he's thrown back in the pond. So, anyway, the guy got airlifted, and he's going to be okay, but he doesn't have a hand. And they trapped the alligator, apparently, and removed him from the pond. But then what do? You make shoes out of it or handbags or something?
And well, it's only a matter of time before another alligator gets into that pond. Like,
right, yeah. All right, also in Florida, this missing woman who was trapped in a shipping container, she was found banging on the door. Huh? Marlene Lopez, last seen on Monday before being reported missing. She was trapped in this container for a couple of days. She shared a statement on Facebook. The shipping container was next to a business. She wasn't injured. What was she what the hell was she doing in the shipping container? I don't get that from looking at police investigating it. Detectives notified that there was a woman banging on the door. They opened up the door and they found her inside of it. But this is like a bad movie.
Well,
right?
Then she had been missing. She failed to pick up her son from school, so she was reported missing. Detective investigated
them too.
Known locations. Uh-huh. Yeah, this cold is making it really hard to pronounce things. But
that's okay.
I wonder, was she purposefully in the container for some reason, and then she accidentally got trapped in it? Was she kidnapped? Why has that side of the information not been?
Has not come out.
I understand it's an active investigation, but still.
Well, you see these shows, all the FBI shows, there's at least one every couple of weeks that has somebody in that kind of a situation. Somebody gets locked in a container, women are being illegally trafficked, and they're locked in containers, you know, and there's a reality to it. There's a reality to this stuff.
Yeah. What's going on. This is another reason why it's so important to look at the same story from different articles, because I just found another one that did add in that she told investigators she doesn't know how she ended up in the container.
So, was she drinking? Is that part of the deal? Huh? Yeah. Okay, let's talk about Pukin Putin, shall we? He's saying very publicly and very bluntly that you better not mess with me, so the Ukrainians have invaded Russia. It's the first time this has happened in this war. They actually went into Russia, sent drones in and tanks and stuff to blow up some power stations and that sort of thing. So Putin again says that the Russians are ready to use nuclear weapons. Do you realize how stupid that is? He's the first one who's going to get killed. Now, maybe he thinks that he's at the end of the line. You know, the thing that you worry about is a guy like him who's, number one, he's crazy. Number two, very smart. Number three, what happens? There have been rumors for years that he was sick. So let's say he has nothing to worry about. Okay, I'm going out anyway, so I'll take half the world with me. And then they'll all remember me. Yeah, okay. So anyway.
This is the second conversation of nuclear issues that we've had this week. Uri Geller earlier in the week said that, who do we need to watch? Iran. Was it Iran?
Yeah, Iran. I agree with him. Iran's the most dangerous company. Way worse. They're more dangerous than the Russians, the Chinese, because the Ayatollah is he's a madman, and he thinks everything is going to, if he takes out as many Jews as possible, he's going to get a special place in heaven with Allah. So they feel like they have nothing to lose. How do you attack, how do you counter something like that, where you're told by your religious leader that the more Jews you kill, the more you'll occupy a wonderful place in heaven? Uneducated people. Now, and it's unusual because Iran, the population is very educated there. Iran is a very, very interesting country in that it has a good economy. The government is crazy, and the people hate it, worse than we dislike our government here. And yet this guy stays in power, and the military sticks with him. That's why there's not an overthrow. But, you know, these people are out of their minds, and they think, okay, I'm going to go to heaven. The more Jews I kill, I'm going straight to the top. and they convince uneducated people who believe in the message that that's what they should be doing. That's what this is all about. That's what Hamas is about. Hezbollah is all about that. That's what the problem with the Palestinians and the Israelis is. So you have this kind, and it isn't really ignorance. It's narcissism combined with mental, the mental state of mind that people do have medical and mental trauma. So, I don't know, I don't get it. But then that's me. Take a deep breath, Doug. All right. Here's a letter carrier who's complaining about how many times he's been robbed. How many people are following this? The United States Postal Service is launching something they call Project Safe Delivery with a pledge that they'll be doubling down in their efforts to combat growing rates of letter carrier robberies.
Yeah.
So what do you think you're going to get if you rob a letter carrier? I don't know how many people have.
Money. Credit cards. Intercepting somebody's credit card or banking card.
Yeah, how do you use it if you don't?
So many people that send money, cash, checks in the mail still.
How dumb is that? Yeah. But how do you use somebody else's credit card? You have to know what your Social Security number is. You have to know what the last digits are of the Social Security number when you call in. There's all kinds of things.
Whenever I've gotten a new bank card, I have to. It has a sticker on the card, and you call the number, and then you insert the card number, and then you set up a new passcode key. There's no personalized information.
Well, the folks in the legislature say they're going to introduce a bill to accelerate the replacement of lots of mailbox keys, boost prosecutions, review sentencing guidelines. I saw one of the mail carriers said that she was like a sitting duck out there. Says postal leadership is failing to do enough to address the problem. There were 643 robberies of mail trucks last year. 30% more than the year before. Wow. There's something really shaking going on there. 18 after the hour on Good Day.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to GetTheTea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's GetTheTea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
We take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Try to pull a fast one.
Damn scammers.
Don't believe me, you can ask one.
Damn scammers.
They cheat, they steal, they lie. It's enough to make you cry.
I wish they all would die.
That's Michael Harrison.
I wish they all would die.
I sound a little like Nixon there, don't I?
I wish they all would die.
When we wrote that song, yeah. we had a big discussion as to whether or not we're going to get in trouble for inciting violence with the lines, I wish they all would die. They should all die, we believe. It comes up 4 times in the song. And nobody scammers. Has complained. Maybe I shouldn't have brought it up.
Yeah, well, you know, it is what it is. Yeah. Damn scammers. That's a new release. It's streaming now. And if you are interested in Michael's career, side career, his side gig as a musician with Gun Hill Road, there's access to it. You can go to Talkers. Yeah, I've seen. Get it. We have a separate.
Go direct to it. Scammersvideo.com. Scammersvideo.com. It's a whole
Scammers
package.
Video.
Bingo. You don't have to start looking for it. It's right there.
Right.
Scammersvideo.com. We put a lot of work into it. Good reaction to this one. People are enjoying it.
Yeah, no, it's a good one. And by the way, the king of helping people who are getting scammed, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, will be along on the countdown with his usual overview of some of the stories, the legal stories, and some of the scams. But he also is the guest of honor this week on Michael's MH interview. MHinterview.com asked Steve on it, what did you talk about? This sort of thing? What's the interview you have in it?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I took it beyond just digital scamming. We talked about how the scamming on the Internet is polluting our society beyond the Internet, that even legitimate institutions such as colleges, insurance companies, big pharma, big religion, certainly big politics, all use scamming methods now to raise money, to sell products, to take money out of your pocket. The banking institutions. We live in an era of disingenuousness beyond just the danger of being online. And we talk about that. It's a pretty good one. We talk about damn scammers, of course, because that's my current pet project, but it really is an important subject. And I have to tell, we mentioned Steve Wiseman in the video. We have his statement, things are not as bad as they seem, they are far worse. That's one of Steve's famous
great
mottos.
Lines.
And we have that in there. I've been involved with Steve for years and was involved in the creation of Scamicide.
he is
very helpful.
Champion. He's a champion crime fighter, one of the best in the in the country, and he's a great blessing for this show and for your shows.
Yep.
And we're lucky to know him. We're lucky to have him.
Yep, I agree.
In our crowd.
One of the things here that needs some attention, as we have time to give it the attention it deserves, the Israeli-Hamas war is number 7 this week on the story count. And I noticed that Chuck Schumer, who's the Senate Majority Leader, thinks it's he's taken it upon himself to call for an Israeli election to get rid of Netanyahu. And in my mind, that just makes him look bad because he's meddling. We tell other countries not to meddle in what we're doing here. So why would we think it was okay for our people to meddle in what they're doing there? Netanyahu, and by the way, the opposition, there are a lot of elections going on now, and yeah, one in Israel, but the guys running against him said he wouldn't stop the war either. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Schumer's usual is out to lunch, left field, whatever. That's my point of view on it. What do you think about what's going on?
I think he's playing with dynamite. I think what's going on in Israel and the Hamas war is, and Gaza is tragic, but it's complicated. And you got to understand the situation to understand how complicated it is. There's no easy solution, and Schumer really is meddling at this point. You're right.
Yeah. All right, the story of James Crumbly. One of the items also added into the list, the Crumbly conviction. That's coming up as we continue in a few moments here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. The Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. You get 50% off site-wide. Save on mouth-watering favorites. Go to omahasteaks.com/Doug, D-O-U-G, and shop the semi-annual sale where you can load up on all the delicious flavor that you crave, and they're doing it for offering it to you for half price from their tender, juicy butcher's cut filet mignon, their pure ground burgers, the comfort classics, easy to prepare meals, perfect for busy weekday nights. Plus, as an added bonus, you get 8 free Omaha Steak burgers in the packages that you select. Shop omahasteaks.com/Doug. With the Omaha Steaks, the possibilities are endless, endless flavor, endless value, incredible entrees, scrumptious sides. omahasteaks.com/Doug. Announcing the new MyPillow specials here on Good Day. Doug Steffen, if you are looking for the best prices ever when it comes to buying pillows and things that you need in your bedroom and your bathroom, then I have the address for you. It's MyPillow.com. And when you go in there and you buy stuff, look at the catalog that's online at MyPillow.com and use the promo code DS and get fabulous values and free shipping, like 50% off on the MyPillow 2.0, 50% off on the new flannel sheets that they have, the six-pack of towel sets for $29.98, the new mattresses, the dog beds, the blankets, the couch pillows, everything is on sale, fabulous savings. All of the things that are sold at MyPillow.com are 100% made in America. So help the folks out that are there. Let's get everybody back into the fold, if you will, at MyPillow.com. Bye.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Prosecutor Nathan Wade has announced his resignation from Donald Trump's election interference case in Georgia. In a written statement, Wade cited his commitment to democracy and the urgency to expedite the case's progress as his reasons. A judge in Georgia ruled that Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis could continue overseeing the case if Wade was removed. President Biden visited Capitol Hill Friday, where he greeted the Irish Prime Minister at the White House.
And, you know, the friendship goes back centuries, but today is an important period, an important milestone. Nearly 100 years of diplomatic relations, Taoiseach, and every 100 years of Ireland and the United States.
Biden also urged the House to pass a comprehensive national security package. McDonald's is addressing a system failure that affected its restaurants worldwide. The company acknowledged a technology outage in a statement Friday, resulting in the closure of a number of locations. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
You're listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who says if you like to eat, check out the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com.
Chuckle here, little chuckle there. It's 35 after the hour, 25 before the new hour. This is the Good Day program, driving you to think, driving you
to smile, just driving you to work, perhaps. Depends on the time of day you're listening. I'm Doug. Jay is here. James Collins in the control room in our major studio, main studio in Dallas. The see-through baseball pants. Back now, they're getting closer. I thought these were going to be eliminated, but apparently they are not, because it still is a thing. We talked about this when the first games were played last month, and now we're getting close to the beginning of the season.
And you can see the outline of, like, where the shirt is tucked in. I don't think they meant for this to be
the underpants see-through.
It just happens to be a bad material and just not thick enough for...
So there's a lot of chatter, Jay, among hardcore fans and also maybe casual observers like us. They want to expand their reach, so the people that run Major League Baseball say, and this is a way to get more people interested in the game, to have you look at the packages inside the pants. That's a way to get people interested, eh? Oh, anyway. So the conversation is about trades that are taking place and how the teams are doing so far and where they're going to end up in the ratings. No, it's all about the pants.
Still about those pants.
All right. Leave nothing to the imagination. So anyway, it's there are a lot of photos of these things. And so here's what I was thinking. As a kid, a lot of people collected. I think I had a few baseball cards, but not many. But, you know, that's been a big thing over the years. Baseball cards, Mickey Mantle, Ted Williams, Aaron Rodgers, whoever it is that... Aaron Rodgers, who did he play for? I'm trying to remember why I remember that. And more, I remember Aaron Rodgers because I'm...
The football player?
Is he a football player? I thought he was a baseball player. A football player? Okay. Shows you how much I know about... I know he's a sports figure, but the more...
He does the sports ball.
So he, Robert F. Kennedy, is waiting in the wings for these guys to start attacking each other. That is Trump and Biden. And he's going to come out, try to be the hero. And he has been talking about who his vice presidential candidates might be. Aaron Rodgers is one of them. And Jesse Ventura is another one.
Those are very different options.
Yeah. Jesse Ventura was like the governor of Minnesota or something, wasn't he, for a while? If I remember correctly, the wrestler was the governor. Or the mayor was a big...
Everybody knew.
Yeah, Jesse Ventura, big-time wrestler. Yeah.
I only know him as the politician.
He was a wrestler. No, he was a wrestler. That's where he got his notoriety. He was like the...
Everyone knew that. You learned something new every day.
I knew him as a politician. There you go. All right, speaking of things that you may or may not have known, I'm looking at the... we just were talking about the productivity or lack thereof. We were talking about the TikTok bill that's before Congress this week. And I started looking back at Congress and the laws that has been passing in the last... Say since the Nixon era in the mid-70s, Nixon and Gerry Ford, the most laws in a session that were ever passed, 1985, where 704 laws were passed. And then fast forward to last year, 294 bills were passed. Remember when the government shut down for 21 days back in 1995? They passed more laws that year than have been passed this year. And, you know, the business about passing laws is not just about that. Is that a measure of productivity? But the laws themselves and what they're all about and the fact that there's nothing, everything's so polarized, you can't get anything of consequence done because both the Republicans and Democrats are so far apart ideologically that they're more apart than they have been ever in my lifetime that I can remember. I was very active politically when I was in high school. Where I grew up here in Framingham, there weren't then and there aren't now a lot of Democrats, but I was still the president of the Republican club in high school. And I remember, we got involved in issues in the 60s when Kennedy was shot. That became a big deal.
And I don't know. I look around now, and it nauseates me, frankly, to see what's going on and who's doing what and who's not doing what. It's nauseous, and it's toxic. And the way, if Jennifer were here, we could talk. Jay, I think you and I have. Jennifer is much closer to this stuff as to how, for example, they shovel all kinds of things into bills, so that you don't know what's in this bill. There's 900 different things that are in the bill. That's part of the dysfunction of this whole arrangement here. Some food for thought. Yesterday, I talked about this interview on News Nation that is getting a whole lot of attention. The conversation, the one-on-one conversation between Chris Cuomo and Tucker Carlson. It took place, the first airing was on Monday. It was the first time Carlson had been on any cable news program for a year since he got booted off of Fox. There have been a lot of excerpts from the conversations. One of the ones that I found most interesting was the one where Cuomo calls out Tucker Carlson. They're talking about the footage from the January 6th insurrection. Cuomo argues that the former host, Mr. Carlson, knew exactly what he was doing. He acted maliciously. He said, quote, your approach and the approach of other people on that network, more or less what he's saying is disgusting. It was a riot, and you said it wasn't a riot, and it was a riot. And then Tucker agreed with parts of it being a riot, which is the first time he's ever said that. And then Cuomo talked about transparency and sort of chided Carlson for that. Carlson's more of a showman. Cuomo says, I am who I am, and you'll find me the same, kind of like I say, yeah, I'm the same person off the air as I am on the air. But through the whole thing, I mean, Cuomo said you cherry-picked the tape to show, you know, things about what went on in the Capitol that day. It's editing. What you can do. It's like photoshopping Kate's picture.
Yeah, things that really happened, but edited together in a way to make it look even worse. Not really necessarily doctoring things. But here's the fact, too. There were protests, and people are within the right to protest. There were riots. There were rioters, which is never okay. But we're constantly confusing protesters with rioters. And a lot of the stuff always happens once the protests go on and the day goes on later. And a lot of those people who are there to riot, they weren't there during the protests. They showed up later, and that's when the chaos all started. And we saw, too, so many people who were there to protest. They were protesters. They were not part of the riot, but they were shown in the background of somebody else's photo that made it onto social media. And then their work sees it and says, oh, you caused anarchy, too, and you're part of the riot, so you're fired. When they were not part of the riot at all.
Nope. Yeah, he took them to task for not going after Putin. Tucker Carlson looked down and said, you wanted me to make it out alive, didn't you? Yeah. And then I'm looking at some of the other. I just find if you get a chance, if you're politically motivated or you watch the cable news channels, some of you may be prone to Cuomo and his thinking, and some of you may be prone to Tucker and his thinking. I like News Nation a lot. I like the three people that are on the evening. Cuomo has changed a lot in his approach. I didn't like him when he was on CNN at all, but I do like him in this role that he has at News Nation. He's nobody to trifle with. And the two of them were, I didn't think they were particularly well matched. I thought Carlson came across as kind of the do-do-do-do-do guy that I've always thought he was. But anyway, it was good to see the two of them being civil with each other. It was a very good exercise. Uh-huh. And you know what? It sort of plays into our philosophy here of people getting along. Why don't you get along? Even if you don't agree, you get along. You learn to get along with people.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the American way.
Just humanity. Have manners. You don't have to respect somebody to be respectful towards them. Because whether or not you're respectful towards somebody doesn't have anything to do with them. It says everything about you.
Yeah. All right. Do you know what the fastest growing sport is in the country? In high schools and colleges?
Lacrosse? Pickleball?
Nope.
Keep going. All right, keep going.
Hockey? Wrestling?
Ah, wrestling. Who's wrestling? Yes.
Who's wrestling?
Yeah. Why is there interest in wrestling? Because there are more girls wrestling than ever before. It is the fastest growing sport in high school and in colleges. Women's wrestling. And this sport, when you look around the country, was not allowed before. And now there's a surging number of states. There's a movement because a lot of these female wrestlers are better than the boys. And it has been dominated by men. And it all started fairly recently with this girl who beat up all the boys on the wrestling team. I forget where it was.
State championship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
She left the girls for the boys division, yeah.
Right. And she beats all the boys. I think there's something, these kinds of stories I love because I want to have, again, equality. And then people say, well, why do you then not understand what's going on with unisex bathrooms and boys who become girls? That's not what we're talking about here. This is a purely focused on women who are good at a sport. And I think that it's very good for women to develop themselves. As you get older, there's nothing better than having muscle on your bones to hold you together. And it should start at the time. These kids have to develop their strength and agility. Great training. Good for them. 48 after the hour here on Good Day.
Right now, you can eliminate odors, mold, mildew, bacteria, and viruses in your home with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses oxy technology that naturally sends out O3 molecules that seek out and destroy odors. The Thunderstorm doesn't mask or cover up bad smells. It eliminates them, leaving that fresh, clean smell, just like after a thunderstorm. The Thunderstorm is small, plugs right into the wall, and fits in the palm of your hand. Put one in your basement, bedroom, family room, kitchen, or anywhere you want clean, fresh air. It even includes a USB cord for your car or truck. Right now, save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. That's 3 units for under $200, a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code USA3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use USA and the number 3. Shipping is free.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you. Where the kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's Company, too.
Come and knock on our door. Theme from Three's Company is how we get in to the situational. The situational survey that we find ourselves in, surveying what's going on at the box office. And here to help us through our considerations is the considerably talented Chuck Curry. How's that for you?
How are you, Doug?
Pretty well. I'm fine, thank you. And you?
I'm pretty good. And we play that because this day in TV history, which is March 15, 1977, Three's Company premieres on ABC, becomes a big hit. John Ritter, Suzanne Somers, Joyce DeWitt, Norman Fell. Very, very funny show. You could argue a precursor to what Seinfeld did. Not a lot of substance, but boy, was that show very, very funny.
Very funny. Let's hear it for being very funny.
And it was one of those shows, Doug, that turned his cast over. John Ritter stayed, but everybody else pretty much ultimately left, and it was still good. I mean, they brought on they brought on a lot of different cast members, and including Don Knotts, who replaced Norman Fell in that landlord role. And the show continued to be extremely funny and a big hit for ABC. I got to tell you, I miss the days of three networks: ABC, CBS, NBC, where shows got big ratings, and these shows were all what they call water cooler talk the next morning. Different world.
I was looking at the reviews that were on the Nielsen report page as to the new the 6 month delayed television season that started, and pretty much every one of the Law and Order franchise, the FBI franchise, and the Chicago franchise, and plus some other shows that they profiled, have gone up in the ratings from 2 to 6, in some cases 8 to 10%, because whether people like them, I mean, we talk about if you have 6 or 7 million viewers, that's a success. I was sort of surprised to see that with NCIS, because people miss.
Well, here's the deal. I could give an example, like Law and Order, those shows, or the Chicago shows, right? They air on NBC. So the next day, they're already archived on Peacock, without commercials, I believe. So that's how they count the ratings. You know, it's called extended views. And I mean, I guess that's a really good thing for the people involved in these programs because, you know, these streamers do give people a chance to watch these shows and catch on. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, it is a good thing. Yeah, all the way around. It's good. Traditional television, and it makes me feel good because those are the shows, many of them, that I watch, and I don't want to think that I'm watching them by myself or they're going away. But you know, it's interesting. The biggest success when I was looking at those ratings was Blue Bloods, gone up in the ratings 14%. And yet they have announced, one wonders whether it's because the announcement was made that this was the last season or they're going to shoot a full season and play half of it between now and May and the other half in the fall, whether, you know, Donnie Wahlberg has hinted publicly in three or four different circumstances that the rest of the cast is trying to figure out how they can keep it going without Tom Selleck. I don't know how they do that, but
here's the thing. I mean, that's a two-way street also because, you know, on the Law and Order shows, somehow, some way, they've managed to keep those shows going for a couple decades.
All the characters,
But there are a lot of shows that have stayed way past their welcome. Like if the top of my head, you know, I remember Dallas back in the day or Knots Landing, two shows that I thought were terrific, but they went on too long. And the last few seasons can really mar a show's legacy if you take it. I mean, I guess it's up to the writers telling the producers, listen, there's not a lot of gas left in the tank. We you know, there's only so much
Blue Bloods,
writing we can
do. Such good stories. The stories are so good.
I don't discount that.
Yeah.
Hopefully it'll
What's coming out this weekend that's new? What are we going to see?
One really big movie. Well, I guess Arthur the King, which is a Mark Wahlberg film. $20 million production, which is, him and a dog. Endurance race. It looks fairly appealing. I don't know if it's going to have bite at the box office, as they say. I guess Kung Fu Panda 4 and Dune 2 will still be number 1 and 2, but I'm curious to see how Arthur the King, which is a family film, and that's a good thing. I think the marketplace needs a lot more family films to be released, so I embrace that.
Neve Campbell says she's returning to Scream.
I saw that.
After being away from the last sequel, will that make a difference to the audience?
Well, I mean, I'm glad she got a payday. Creatively, they're probably just grasping at straws. They bring him, and then Kevin Williamson, who wrote the original Scream, is going to direct. I don't think he's ever directed before, so. That series is still very successful, Doug. I know you don't like it.
All right,
it makes money.
Okay.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.